Hey, Carmen.
Yeah, Lucky?
Why did the pagan cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the pagan cross the road?
To eat my pagan ass.
The show's for pagans. It's called Eat My Pagan Ass.
Hey everybody, this is Carmen Kickass.
And this is Lucky Licious.
And you're listening to
Eat My Pagan Ass. This is episode number 19.
Yes.
After, like, we just realized 2.5 years have passed.
We had no idea.
Not a single clue.
We were in some alternate universe.
Having a good time.
Yeah, but we're back.
Just broke out of ritual, and then the next thing you know, it's 2009, November, and there's a black man in the White House. You will remember the planet Earth shifted to the dark side right around the year 2000. There was a whole quantum shift to the evil. Darkness, and we have now moved over into the light, which is, I think, amazing. And I think that has something to do with us being back.
And for us to see the difference, I guess you guys can't really see it because you're in it, but we were able to step away for 2 years.
That's right.
So we can see the difference.
We have to have our sunglasses on now. There's so much light going around. So much happiness.
Every light. Yay! Hallelujah!
Fiat Lux. It's just amazing.
Beautiful.
Although there's still a lot of problems out there, we're sure, but we wouldn't know because we've been away for 2.5 years.
But we're back.
How is everybody
we're
doing?
To be back.
How is everybody?
I guess they're okay.
How you doing, Carmen?
I'm doing good.
What you been up to?
Well, for 2 years, nothing. But last night, it was great over at that parallel universe.
Have you seen the inbox? The Eat My Bacon Ass inbox for 2.5 years?
No, I haven't.
It's scary. There's like 3,000 messages.
Oh my God. We're going to have to catch up. We have a lot of catching up to do.
That's right. Well, most of it's in the junk filter, but whatever. So, anyway. Yeah, so we're back.
I kind of enjoyed my little stay in wherever we were.
Let's call it the phlegmth dimension.
The phlegmth dimension? Okay.
Because we're kind of phlegmy right now.
Yeah, I'm like... When we landed, I was covered with all that crap, that phlegm.
That ectogism?
Yeah, it's all in my lungs.
Must have been what we did at the party last night. Some of that's caught back in the back of our throats.
Possibility, because there was so much of it.
Takes a little bit to clear out, you know?
Mm-hmm. But it was fun being you for a few hours.
It was not fun being you, that's for sure.
How could you say that?
Well, you know, you just get too much attention from the guys, and I can't take that sometimes. I'm a little shyer. You're not as shy as I am. You know
what
I'm
saying? No, I'm not. I liked it, you know.
How did things go with you, though, as me? How did that go?
Well, I got to understand you a lot better.
Yeah?
I used to think you were some kind of
We need to explain to people what happened to us, though.
Yeah.
We switched bodies.
Right.
It was totally like Freaky Friday, just like you saw in that stupid movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it really happened.
Right. We found ourselves in another... time and place.
A place that is not here.
No.
A time that is not now.
It took us a while to figure out where we were. First of all, my experience was I didn't feel like myself. I was like in another body. And then I realized I was in Lucky's body. When I mentioned it to him, he said, I think I'm in your body. So that's how we discovered that. And then we were trying to figure out where we were. Things looked the same, but they weren't. It was sort of like a mirror image of Earth, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
A mirror image of...
A lot cleaner, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
I would say, yeah.
Like, all the... That's one thing I noticed. Like, there were cars, but they all had, like, they were all, like...
They were all... Instead of emitting carbon monoxide, it was like air or something.
Air. Like, they were oxygen emitting, yeah. It was really
strange.
Weird. And water. Like, all they did was emit, like, water vapor.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
And the colors were brighter. It was like Earth, but maybe that's how it was in the beginning.
And all those little people with flowers on their heads.
Was that something that was so friendly and nice?
And that lollipop guild, do you remember them?
That house fell on that old lady. You think we should go back?
She had some fierce shoes. I don't know.
Were they?
I don't
those
remember.
Those little red fuck me shoes. They were nice.
That was some crazy. Those were some cha cha heels. You know, I never saw me some cha cha heels like that before. Mm-hmm. I was gonna grab them, but unfortunately, I wasn't in my own body. And you have very petite feet. And those were some big. I think it was a drag queen under that house.
You think so?
Yeah, because those were some big shoes. They would have fit.
They were.
They would have fit me, but you were in my body and you didn't.
Right, and I didn't want them.
Why?
Now I would want them.
Yeah. See.
It's crazy.
You dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I should have took them with me.
Live and learn. Whatever. But you saw what happened to that bitch who took the slippers.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She had that crazy green lesbian chasing after her for the rest of the night.
Really?
I think they were enjoying it, though.
That was a very strange experience.
Well, they were all... And what was it with that furry lion?
Yeah, was he so gay? Oh, my God. He was so annoying.
I don't know. Not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with gay.
No, but you know what I mean. Prissy.
Prissy.
I didn't mean gay. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Hello.
I was gay while I was up there.
There's a black man in the White House. We don't say things like that anymore.
That's right.
That's right.
So what's with this? What's his name?
Who?
The new president?
I don't know. Let me check.
All right.
Hold on. You could talk while I have to Google this guy.
You know, folks, we've only been back for a few hours, and we're just trying to get acclimated to...
Black man president? Black man president?
Yeah,
Bayrak Obey Me.
Bayrak?
Bayrak. Bayrak Obey Me.
I think that's Barack.
Barack? How do you know that?
Because my friend is from Africa.
Oh.
Do you think he's an African guy?
Do you think the Africans invaded? Took over?
Oh, we got to do some research.
That would be some shit, wouldn't it?
Really?
Awesome. Dude, there's like giraffes in Manhattan.
Hey, no, I know what happened. We're not back home.
Do you think we're in a parallel universe?
It has to be.
Because this can't be Earth, because Earth sucked, right? There's no way we could
be. No, I think we miscalculated, and now we're still in an alternate universe.
I bet you're right. That's all right, though. This place looks better
I kind of like it. I don't mind.
I mean, probably back where we're from, like
Cheney
is president.
The same crap is going on. Oh, my God, yeah.
Cheney, probably President Cheney. Probably, like, they nuked half of the Middle East by now.
Oh, my God.
Who the hell wants to go back there?
Let's stay here and enjoy our tea.
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay in this,
think so?
This time and place.
We'll check it out.
Yeah. It ain't so bad.
You know, and then if we do go back to Earth, the real Earth, our Earth, it'll be another 2 years. So maybe by then, things will be better.
Yeah.
So let's just hang out here and see what happens.
I'll be praying for those people.
Me too.
I wonder if they're praying for us. Oh my God, but what about our fans? Our fans are there. Maybe that's why they haven't sent us emails.
You think?
Yeah. Maybe we can find a way to bring them over.
That would be cool. Then we'll have our own little world.
That
would be great.
Pull them over.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on bringing you all over to the light side of things. It's like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So we have missed 2.5 years of pandemonium toward 2012. You know, this whole Mayan calendar, 2012, end of the world, apocalypse, cataclysm, yada yada. So now we only have like 3 years left of that bullshit.
Right.
So,
I mean, every time there's some sort of change in calendar, it's always the end of the year. Do you remember the millennium? Same bullshit.
Right.
You know? Or what else? I mean, there's always some doomsday thing going on. And I don't buy it.
Right.
You know?
Well, where do you think that shit comes from?
I don't know.
I have an idea.
What?
Well, there is a certain prevailing Judeo-Christian thought form out there called apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And we... At least, I don't know how things are right now in this parallel universe that we're in, but at least in the Earth that we just came from, there was a lot of emphasis out there on kind of end of the world, you know, the second coming of Christ,
right.
And you know, and whatever, death by fire. You remember our Eat My Pagan Ass, mm-hmm. Badass Pagan Theater episode,
right?
Where, you know, the end of the world will be by fire. A lot of people.
The end of the world is a big topic for them.
It's a
even New Year's. As you know, I like to go to Times Square during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always at least five guys in various corners preaching the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big topic for Judeo-Christian believers.
So for them, like, the cosmos has a beginning, middle, and a definite end.
Mm-hmm.
And the end is a cataclysm, and then there's kind of like an afterlife out there. After all of that, it's really weird, but like I do remember that after the earth is destroyed, there's a new earth that's built.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but they're not the only ones, I guess. You know, the Norse had the Ragnarok, which is the same deal, essentially, if you interpret it literally. And I guess you could also take a metaphysical interpretation of the apocalypse as well. I'm sure there are people of the Christian faith out there who interpret apocalypse and Armageddon not as, you know, a literal blowing up of the world, but as kind of a spiritual transformation that can happen on a regular basis, like
right.
it can repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a more enlightened view of it. And I think the people who gravitate toward the very literal view of it are really just calling a lot of negativity down on themselves and,
right.
and hopefully not on the rest of us, but... back on the earth that we came from.
It's always some awful ending.
I know.
Fire, nuclear...
Bombs, right?
Bombs and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's always something horrific. It's never
right?
It's never just that we're going to move to a better space. It's always a horrible ending.
So I wonder if... you know, when I was growing up, I was raised in that kind of really funky Bible sect... in the desert, born again Christian, Baptist. And my mother and father used to play for us records of the end of the world. Like they were...
what do they call it, the Rhapsody?
Galileo! Galileo!
The Rapture.
The Rapture.
Rapture type things,
yeah.
Where like they were fake news broadcasts of people disappearing... you know, babies disappearing, planes falling out of the sky because the
You're
pilots
kidding.
Have been raptured.
Wow.
And then they also used to take us to, you know, church in the evenings to watch these puppet shows that were for the children. But again, the theme was that the end of times is coming, and so you've got to be right with God all the time.
Mm.
Okay.
Fast forward.
I guess for some people that fear...
It keeps them in line, it keeps them in check.
Right.
You know, I do believe to a small extent that this is good for some people. They need it. But in general, it's just lunacy. Some people need to be controlled, so to speak, but for the rest of us, no.
I think it's screwed up to raise your children in that.
Yeah, to be so afraid. Because you're raising your kids in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to live in fear all the time?
Right. And I think there's a deeper thing to it, too. If you compare it to a lot of, you know, pagans embrace this world.
Mm-hmm.
This life is a gift.
Right, we love this world, the earth.
We want to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we want to, you know, we believe that we come back. And so we want to keep this shit in order because
mm-hmm.
we're going to come back to it. We don't have this fantasy that our actions don't have consequences. We know that they do.
Right.
The people who kind of believe that it's all going to go up in a big cloud of smoke and so none of it really matters don't care. And so they're the ones driving the big SUVs and they're the ones digging the oil, which is, I consider the oil kind of to be the blood of the earth in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Just like vampires.
You're just sucking out the life energy out of the earth. You're making these humongous holes in the earth. You're just digging it all up.
That's right. That reminds me of that movie that's coming out, Avatar. I want to talk
about
that.
I want to see that, yeah.
Yeah. But getting back to like 2012 and the apocalypse, I think that there's like a deep-seated self-loathing that comes into play. When somebody is wanting, you know, they secretly desire and covet this end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... I don't know if you've ever... I've had moments like that where I feel like life just sucks so bad.
It's funny how you're saying about the self-loathing. I've always said that. It's, you know, how could people hate themselves so much that this is what they wish upon themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's just... It is a self-loathing, you know, and it's the consciousness is like that. We have to break out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like we was just saying, I personally believe that the earth is our spirit. It's where we live. We should embrace it and take care of it. We should nurture it and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's going on. You know, sometimes you all you see is a cloud of negativity around you. I don't know if you could see that sometimes, especially in the morning. I just have to wash it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People are just so fucked up. There's no other way to say it.
Well, I guess the...
But the thing with the Mayan calendars, what I think is that they just ran out of time. And now we'll just start back from number one. 2012 mm-hmm. was just the date that it ended. I don't see it as a literal ending.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a clock.
Mm-hmm.
It ends at midnight. That doesn't mean the world is going to end at midnight. It means it starts a new day.
Right.
That's all it means to me.
I agree. I think the best case scenario is endings of things should be looked forward to as a way to focus on self-transformation. How can we enter a new cycle at a higher vibration, essentially? Which is maybe what the Mayans themselves did, right? Because didn't they kind of just poof, disappear?
They just disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to them.
Maybe they just...
And they were on a higher plane.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know? Mm-hmm. Who knows? I do believe that that sort of thing is possible.
Yes.
Because we are all energy, and I do think that... perception has a lot to do with reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it all works out eventually. But 2012, I think the thing that I just want to say is when I hear people talk about 2012, oh, it's the end of days, you know, the end of the world, and then this movie that just came out, which mm-hmm. I saw and is really actually pretty awesome. Like, I really enjoyed it. It was like almost 3 hours long. And
that's long for a movie.
Yeah, it's pretty close to that.
And if it keeps you interested, it must be good.
Yeah.
Three hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of great special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I love watching the world get destroyed. I do. And like that movie Knowing, that was another one. Like, I don't want to spoil any movies for anybody, but I just love cataclysm movies.
Mm.
I do. Because...
Yeah.
I don't really believe
there's
that they're really
going to
happen, you know?
Right.
But I just like seeing... I like seeing natural force, like, in such raw power happen like that from the safety of a theater seat.
Really? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I get to kind of experience it vicariously. And this movie was very entertaining, but I just don't see that happening.
No.
Even any of it. Any of it. Even as far-fetched as a lot of it was, even if you were to scale back and go to the minimal possible interpretation of the things that they said, I just don't see it.
I see the world ending billions of years from now anyway. I think it's just going to die out like a light, like a star. It just burns out. I really don't see any cataclysms. The only cataclysm that I would agree with would be nuclear, that we did it to ourselves. But
yeah.
I just see it, the Earth just dying out if and when that happens. I mean, it has to.
Yeah.
But I don't know when that's going to be. But it's not going to be in 2012. That's for sure.
You know, something else that's very interesting, like, we live in New York City, and again, from the Earth we came from,
mm-hmm.
it was post 9/11 New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fear of terrorism. People are like, any day a nuke can go off. And yeah, true. On the other hand, and maybe this is just my pagan spirituality, I'm kind of like, so what? Where am I going to go?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Even if a bomb were to blow up, so what? I'm not saying I want it to happen.
Right.
But I'm also saying I'm not going to sit here and worry about it.
Exactly. I don't want to stress myself out worrying about it. It's like people that live in California.
Earthquake? See, but I'm not going to move to California.
Right, but they live there, and they're like, so what? They're not going to move anywhere else. So it's the same kind of thinking.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not afraid. And if there's going to be a terrorist attack, it could happen anywhere.
Right.
Not just here.
Right, exactly.
I mean...
And again, if we are afraid, then they've already won.
Right.
I do kind of believe that.
Right.
You know?
You know?
I'm not afraid.
Call me crazy, but I'm not afraid, and I wasn't afraid back then either. It happened, and I was concerned, but I wasn't, like, freaking out, like some of my friends were
really
beside themselves, but...
I think somebody who would strap a bomb to themselves and detonate it is living in more fear than anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel bad for them. Not that I'm saying I feel bad for terrorists. I don't, but...
But I hear where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But I'm sure there are no terrorists in this parallel universe we're in.
Nuh-uh, we're the terrorists.
Watch out. Oh, please, now we're going to wind up on the security list. Thanks, Carmen.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, what did I do?
So, yeah, I've seen a lot of great movies, though. I've seen The Fourth Kind, which was pretty awesome.
I wanted to see that, too.
Paranormal.
How was that?
My boyfriend really liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. So anyways.
I haven't been going to the movies lately. The last movie I saw was about 2 weeks ago. And before that, I hadn't been to the movies in about 2 months. So.
Yeah. Whatever. You need to get with it, girl.
Yeah. Really.
Get with the times.
I know.
All right, so that's our first episode almost. We're going to do a tarot reading, right? We're going to keep these short now. We're not going to have these hour-long episodes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep these nice and short and sweet.
We don't want to wear out your batteries.
That's right, people. So Carmen is, since we're on number 19,
mm-hmm.
Carmen has a tarot card, a tarot card she wants to read for us.
Tarot card, which is number 19, the sun.
Which I think is interesting because we came out of this like parallel moon universe mm-hmm. where we were in this whole fantasy world. And
right.
Now we're back in
reality. Now we're back in reality, which the sun is about reality, seeing things for what they really are.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Who sings that?
My mother.
Let's keep it that way.
Oh!
Oh! So the sun has to do with seeing things clearly, confidence, things moving ahead and forward. In the Rider-Waite deck, there's a little naked kid sitting on the horse. And in the symbolism for the naked child is purity and innocence. Nothing is hidden. Everything is in the open. It's a white horse, which also signifies purity, strength. So this is a really good card. Mm-hmm. So we're in a good space,
mm-hmm.
you know. For those of you out there who are questioning things, have something that's going on, this week will probably be a week of enlightenment and you're seeing things for what they really are. So keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open, baby.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
You know, something else, too, that I was thinking about with the children... And the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking a lot about like love and relationships,
mm-hmm.
and how there's a certain like kind of innocence that you kind. I just think a lot about sex and how sex really does cloud things. I think a lot in a lot of people's lives.
Yes.
I think sex is wonderful and beautiful, but I think it also clouds a lot of things. And I think it's interesting cloud versus the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like an open innocence, a childlike innocence, like the way children. Express love to one another. There's a scene in the movie 2012
mm-hmm.
where the young boy expresses love to, I think, his father or to his stepfather or something, like almost like they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the father, right? And the father kind of like is in this all really crazy relationship with his ex-wife, and it's all like stuff going on, right? But the son is just so innocent and pure. There's a purity of love there that only children have. And it was a really nice thing to remember and to be like, that would be something to cultivate again in any kind of relationship that we have.
Right.
And it's interesting to then talk about relationships too, because the 19th rune of the Futhark is Ewas, which is the rune of relationships of balance. It's also the rune of the horse.
Oh, how do you like that?
Yeah, so... it's interesting that there's a horse in the Rider-Waite deck, and there's a child on top of the horse. And so in the runes, it's like one is the rider and one is the ridden. One is, you know, who is in charge, or who controls who. Like there's a give and a take, so to speak.
Right. And in this card, you can see that the little boy or girl, whatever it is, the child, is just sitting on the horse. He's not holding the horse. The horse is perfectly still. So it's a nice balance of power and love, you know.
Mm.
There's no control in this card. This is not a card of control.
What's this beautiful flag that the child is waving?
Well, originally this was supposed to be red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this has to do with courage and strength.
Oh.
The original plates for the Rider-Waite deck were destroyed in a bombing in World War II.
Oh.
So a lot of the pictures are not that clear because you don't have the plates, like the bricks. And if sometimes you'll look and the pictures are a little muted. Uh-huh. That's why.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But this is a wonderful card, the sun.
Well, everyone, go out and stare into the sun until your eyeballs burn.
Shut up.
What?
Oh my God!
But it's great to be back.
Yeah,
I'm so looking forward to doing this again and picking it up and just sitting here with you, Carmen, again and
I love it. Yeah, you know, like old times.
Not a moment really has passed.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
Okay, bye, hookers.
Bye, hookers.